Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a courtroom in Manhattan, a legal drama unfolds that could potentially lead to an unprecedented moment in American history. Former President Donald Trump stands trial over allegations of falsifying business records related to hush money payments made prior to the 2016 election. This case not only captivates the nation, but also tests the boundaries of legal and political precedent. At the heart of this trial is Judge Juan Merchan's firm stance, underscored by a gag order with a stern warning to Trump. Further violations could lead to jail time. Despite this, Trump appears to be receiving a degree of leniency not typically afforded to the average defendant, a nuance that adds another layer of complexity to the proceedings. The trial, expected to extend for another 2 weeks, has become a focal point not just for its legal implications, but for its political reverberations as well. Trump, ever the strategist, has turned the legal battle into a rallying cry, using the contempt ruling to galvanize support among his base and donors. Through fundraising emails, he paints the trial and the criminal justice system as biased against him, leveraging the threat of jail to bolster his campaign efforts. This tactic not only underscores Trump's adeptness at mobilizing support under pressure, but also highlights the polarized views of justice and fairness in today's political landscape. The implications of a potential jail sentence for a former president are profound, raising questions about security and the precedent it would set. Beyond the immediate legal stakes, this trial shines a spotlight on the critical role of a free press in maintaining a well-informed electorate. HuffPost's call for contributions to fund their free journalism for the 2024 election underscores the ongoing need for vigilant, independent media coverage in the face of political and legal controversies. As this trial progresses, it serves as a reminder of the intricate dance between politics, the law, and media, and the pivotal role each plays in shaping public perception and democracy itself. In a move that has escalated tensions and raised global concerns, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered military drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. This unprecedented step is in direct response to what Moscow perceives as provocative statements from Western officials, notably including comments about potential involvement in the Ukraine conflict by leaders such as French President Macron and UK Foreign Secretary Cameron. These drills are not just a show of force, but come at a time when Russia is gearing up to celebrate Victory Day, adding to the symbolic weight of the action. The Kremlin's announcement has specifically targeted the UK, threatening tactical nuclear drills and warning of potential strikes on British military facilities in Ukraine. This development has significantly heightened concerns about the risks of nuclear escalation, prompting the UN to urge all parties to avoid actions that could have catastrophic consequences. The move is seen as a stark warning to Ukraine's Western allies against deeper involvement in the ongoing war, marking a tense moment in relations between Russia and NATO, with the Kremlin labeling Western comments as dangerous. Amidst this backdrop of heightened geopolitical tension, the U.S. finds itself in a direct confrontation with Russia over the detention of Staff Sergeant Gordon Black on charges of criminal misconduct. Black's arrest adds to a growing list of Americans detained in Russia, including high-profile cases like corporate security executive Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, both of whom the U.S. government has designated as wrongfully detained. This situation is particularly concerning as it comes less than a year after another American soldier, Travis King, illegally entered North Korea and was later expelled. The U.S. State Department is actively providing consular support to Black, whose unexpected journey from South Korea to Russia has left many questions unanswered, including whether he is considered absent without leave. The detention of Americans in Russia, including musician Travis Leak, teacher Mark Fogel, and dual nationals Alsu Kurmasheva and Ksenia Kavana, underscores the ongoing efforts by the U.S. government to negotiate for their release amidst an increasingly fraught U.S.-Russia relationship. In the race to the 2024 presidential election, a recent poll reveals a tight competition, with former President Donald Trump edging ahead of President Joe Biden by a mere 2 points. This development comes amid a backdrop of intense scrutiny over both candidates' abilities to tackle critical national issues and their personal favorability among voters. The poll, conducted online from April 25th to April 30th, with 2,200 adults participating, highlights a clear preference among voters for Trump's approach to handling key issues such as the economy, inflation, crime and safety, immigration, gun violence, U.S. world standing, and the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. These areas are where Trump seems to have convinced voters of his strengths, leading to his slight advantage in the poll. Despite Trump's lead in policy areas, Biden holds the higher ground in terms of personal favorability. He is perceived as more honest and trustworthy, a contrast that could play a significant role as the election draws closer. Additionally, the poll sheds light on the current approval ratings of both figures. Biden stands at 35% approval and 57% disapproval, while Trump holds a retrospective approval rate of 44% and a disapproval rate of 50%. The dynamics of the race further unfold in a five-way scenario that includes third-party candidates. The inclusion of independents Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, along with Green Party candidate Jill Stein, does little to shift the overall Biden-Trump preference, indicating a consistent pattern in voter sentiment across different polling formats. A notable finding from the poll is the loyalty of Trump's base, with 80% of his supporters indicating they would continue to support him, even if he is convicted in the New York hush money trial. This unwavering support underscores the deep political divisions and the high stakes of the upcoming election. Both candidates have framed the 2024 election as a critical juncture for American democracy, each asserting that the outcome will significantly impact the nation's future. This election cycle is shaping up to be not just a contest of policies and personalities, but a referendum on the very essence of democratic governance in the United States. Amidst a backdrop of global conflict and domestic unrest, Columbia University takes a significant step by canceling its university-wide commencement ceremony. This decision, rooted in security concerns and the effects of the ongoing war in Gaza, marks a departure from tradition that has sparked a mix of disappointment and understanding within the academic community. Following consultations with students, Columbia University has decided to forego its traditional large-scale commencement in favor of smaller faculty-led celebrations. This approach aims to maintain the spirit of graduation amidst challenging circumstances, including the COVID-19 pandemic and protests over Israel's actions in Gaza. The university's decision reflects a broader trend of adaptation in response to both global events and the immediate concerns of its student body. The impact of this decision is deeply felt among seniors and their families, who are looking forward to the culmination of their academic journey in a grand, celebratory manner. The university acknowledges this disappointment and is planning alternative celebrations, including smaller ceremonies for individual schools at the Baker Athletics Complex and a potential festive event on May 15th. However, the absence of a traditional commencement ceremony is particularly poignant for first-generation students and their families, for whom such milestones hold significant cultural and personal importance. The disruptions extend beyond graduation plans, affecting all aspects of campus life. Final exams have moved online, and students have been given the option of pass-fail grading, underscoring the extent of the university's adjustments in response to the ongoing crises. Columbia University is not alone in facing these challenges. Other prestigious institutions like the University of Southern California and Emory University are similarly reevaluating their graduation ceremonies in light of security concerns and campus unrest. In sum, Columbia University's decision to cancel its university-wide commencement ceremony is a reflection of the times, a balancing act between celebrating academic achievements and ensuring the safety and well-being of its community. As the academic year draws to a close, the university's efforts to adapt and celebrate in new ways underscore the resilience and flexibility of the academic community in the face of unprecedented challenges. In a harrowing turn of events that gripped a New Mexico community, a 10-month-old baby girl, Aleia Maria Torres, has been found safe after being abducted in the wake of a tragic incident that left her mother and another woman dead. This story of resilience and hope amidst tragedy begins with a shocking discovery in a local park. The background of this distressing tale involves the shooting deaths of Aleia's mother, Samantha Cisneros, and Taryn Allen. Following this violent act, an Amber Alert was issued for missing Aleia, sparking a widespread search. The community was on high alert, with the suspect believed to be fleeing in a maroon Honda. The main story unfolds with the successful rescue of Aleia, who was found and promptly taken to a hospital for precautionary measures. Her 5-year-old sister, also a victim of this ordeal, was found injured and is receiving care in a Lubbock hospital. The suspect connected to these heinous acts is now in custody, marking a significant breakthrough in the case. The FB1 and local police are diligently working to piece together the events that led to the abduction, the murders, and the assault on the older sibling. Authorities are urging the community to come forward with any information, emphasizing that no detail is too minor to aid in the investigation. The public's assistance could be crucial in understanding the full scope of this tragedy and ensuring justice is served. As the investigation continues, the community remains united in relief over Aleia's safe return and in grief for the lives lost. The authorities have made it clear that the pursuit of justice is far from over, and they are committed to uncovering the truth behind these acts of violence. For those looking to help, information can be shared with the police at 575-763-9472, a call to action that underscores the ongoing need for public engagement in solving this case. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.